KE9STG, Kilo Echo Niner, Foxtrot Django Golf. I would like to know what the most affordable Raspberry Pi All-Star node, maybe a DIY, would be.
All right. Kilo Echo 9, Foxtrot Tango Golf. You know, that's a good question because when I got my Raspberry Pi, it was $19.99. Now those things are anywhere from $60 to $90-some. So which Raspberry Pi are you looking for there, sir? KB9FTG from K4CUP.
It would generally be anyone that would be able to handle it. So probably a 3, 4, 5. I mean, I think it has to do with, like, what kind of hats you can get, I believe, right? Because you need a hat for... need a antenna, like, hat thing for the receiver. So that would be not that bad, but it was pretty much any one of the, like, 3, 4, or 5 was what I was thinking.
All right. Any Raspberry Pi users out there that use a 3, 4, or 5 have a comment?
Comment, Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot. Rick, go ahead with your comment, sir.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, either one of those, the 3, 4, or the 5. In fact, you can go 2, 3, and 4. And if you don't have a preference of software yet, if you want to run Ham VoIP, Ham VoIP, which is a nice, easy-to-set-up software, you can easily build your own. I would recommend going with a 3 or a 4 based on price. The Raspberry Pi 3B Plus, for example, or 4, pretty reasonably priced. Then you download the image from the allstarlink.org website. And the only thing you need is a small $5 audio sound card. There's CM108, Charlie Mike 108 sound cards, and if you don't mind soldering a couple of things, then they're really easy to make. There's quite a few YouTube videos on how to put these things together, and that's the least expensive way of making your own Echolink or All-Star node. Back to you.
All right.
Is there a comment? M5AQM.
Go ahead, N5AQM, with your comments, sir. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Virgil, and good evening to all on the net. The cheapest way, if you're looking for a real economy, a Raspberry Pi 3A Plus will run an All-Star node just fine. I have one here that runs great. That's been running for years. That's not what I'm on right now. But a 3A Plus, they're about $25 for the Raspberry Pi. That and a Sherry node. And you can have an All-Star node for right around $100. N5AQM.
All righty. Thanks, Mike, for that comment there. And I still have a Raspberry Pi Zero. It's what I use for DMR and things. So that shows how old I am. All right. Thank you, Mike. Kilo Echo 9, Echo Tango Golf. Was that helpful information, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, what kind of hat I would need for, because I have a Zero, I have a Pi Zero W and a 3D Plus, so that would be, that was really helpful, actually. So I wonder, I just got to get that software downloaded and then the audio card thing, and that would be reasonably priced. He said if it was an audio card, though, is that implying, because I know All-Star nodes are... radio into them, you RF into them, and then it internet links. If I believe that's how All-Star works, I would have to double check that. That's what the audio sound card would be for, correct?
Yes, that's what the sound card would be for. Let me ask M5AQM, Mike out there. Mike, what type of hat would he have to have for his Raspberry 3?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Sherry nodes. They're complete. All you need is the 3 and the Sherry node, and you have a complete all-star node solution. You can also build one. I have built one just for fun to see if I could do it out of a $10 handy talkie, Baofeng BF888 handy talkie, a really cheap USB sound fob, which was also about $5 or $6, and a Raspberry Pi. You can go that route if you're handy with a soldering iron. There's even instructions on how to do that. Either, I don't think it's on All-Star Link. I think it's up on the HamVoip website, how to do that. And it works fine. It does work. But to me, the Sherry node is a complete solution. It's really compact and small. If you go to my webpage on QRZ.com, you can see where I actually took a Raspberry Pi 02W and installed it inside a Sherry node and made a really, really compact all-star node. But the problem with the Pi 02W is when I was looking recently, they're very expensive and really hard to come by. They used to be $20. Now they're $50 and $60 for those things on Amazon anyway. And a lot of places don't even have them in stock. So I don't know what's going on with the Pi 02W. But on my QRZ page, N5AQM, you can see where I put that thing inside. And it works great. Back to you, Virgil, on the net, N5AQM.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Comment 3RWJ.
All right. BE3RWJ from K4CUP. Go ahead with your comment there, Chris.
Yep. Just want to mention the website for the Sherry nodes is kitsforhams.com. That's kits, the number 4, hams.com.
N5LNK comment.
All right. N5LNK, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, thanks for acknowledging me. I just also wanted to throw out another option, which is the one I'm talking on now. It's actually a radioless node, and it's by AllScan. It's a UC190. You can buy it as a kit and build it yourself. It doesn't require a hat. It does run on the Pi Zero, if that's what you want to use. That's what I'm using. And I have it. It's best for the desk. It's not really meant for traveling like the other nodes, the smaller other nodes the gentlemen are talking about. I also have those as well. They're awesome, Sherry Pi nodes. But I just wanted to throw that out there. There's a radioless node option. So there you are, N5LNK. Back to net.
B7WS.
NWX for the comment also.
All right. For the comment also.
All right. Okay, I got 3 comments there. So I got IRQ with a comment, WIN Whiskey India in November, I think, with a comment, and then there was another station kind of doubled. So let me go with, I think it was WIN, Whiskey India in November. Go ahead with your comment. Well, might have not have been. KJ5IRQ, Corey, go ahead with your comment, I'm getting so confused here. KJ5IRQ, go ahead with your comment.
Thank you, Virgil. Go ahead and take you a breather. I'll talk for a moment and give you a breather, buddy. I know how it can be on that end. My last time I hosted this net was awful. Anyhow, you're doing a great job, much better than I ever could do. And thanks for hosting it tonight, by the way. What I was going to mention is you could take one of those Raspberry Pis without any kind of a hat and set it up as a radioless node also. I actually did for the first 6 months of my radio life. I had an all-store node, and I used my cell phone connected to it. And that's how I got into ham radio. And I had no RF. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't have an Elmer or nothing. I didn't know what I was doing. So you could easily take a Raspberry Pi, load it up. I would suggest not to use HamVoip myself. I would strongly suggest you use ASL3. It's much more modern, and it's being developed at a faster rate. And there's lots of good things you can add on to it. So, again, to recap, I would say try to build the all-store node with a Raspberry Pi. If you have one now, then go ahead. Don't wait on the hat or anything because you can still utilize it. And then, again, I would suggest ASL3. There are tons of videos on YouTube from that Ham Crusader guy. I don't watch much of him anymore, but I know he's still on there. And then the other thing I was going to suggest, and I said it, is utilize artificial intelligence, ChatGPT or Gemini. Believe it or not, my node is completely AI-powered. I have an agent on it. It updates it. It keeps track of my stats. It does everything for me on mine. It actually built my node for me, to be completely honest. So I worked with it, and I wanted to see if it worked. I have a class. I should probably put in a video. And I could teach anybody how to build an all-store node in less than probably 15 minutes, to be completely honest. But that's probably getting too deep in the weeds. I just really wanted to make sure I pointed out that you don't need a top hat or anything to put on your all-store node. You should be able to connect to it IAX and use your cell phone. Virgil, I hope that gave you a bit of a breather. I'm going to send it back to you, my friend, KJ5IRQ.
All righty, Josh. Yes, sir. Thanks a bunch, sir, and everything. So, okay, there was two more stations with comments, and I do apologize. So I'm kind of only operating one ear. I've got water in one of my ears, and I'm not hearing too well out of my left ear at the moment. So who was the other two stations that had a comment? And thank you, Josh, for that. Come now, the comment stations.
KC9NWX.
All right. I have Kilo Charlie 9, November Whiskey X-Ray. We got you. Go ahead with your comment.
Back to that gentleman with the phasing harness. I just wanted to let him know, and I don't know how deep he is into the satellite setup that he's working on, but depending on what radio he's going to be running, and I know I've got a 9700 here that I'm talking on, not only will you need the phasing harness, but you will also need that 2-meter 440 duplexer on the back of that radio. Some radios have those dual ports, some don't, but I just thought I'd mention that in case he did not have that piece of equipment yet. On a dual port radio, 2-meter 440.
Okay, Savine, thanks for that there. And, that, you know, I mean, what you're describing there, you know, got to have that duplex also. So hopefully he's still out there listening and everything. So, all right, I heard another station with comment previously, and I do apologize. It's getting close to bedtime here. So, the other station that had a comment, and thanks to KC9NWX for his comment there, Savine. All right, the other station had a comment. Could you come again, sir?
This is KJ5REM, Frank and Austin.
All right. I think I got it. Kilo Juliet 5IRN. Do I have that right? KJ5 India Romeo November. Go ahead. All right. KJ5 Romeo Echo Mike. Go ahead, Frank.
Just a quick comment. A couple of weeks ago, you had opened up the floor for new hams, and so I've been a ham now for a month. Everybody piled on and gave me great advice. I took notes furiously. I visited all those websites. I just want to say thank you to everyone. No additional comments. Thanks for the set. I appreciate it. 73.
All righty, Frank. Thanks for that. And enjoy the hobby, my friend, and have fun with it. The future holds what's in store for you out there, you know. I mean, dive in and go all in for it, you know. And And this TechNet is a good learning stage here, you know. So, Frank, you're welcome to join us anytime, and thanks for the comment. So glad you jumped back in there and give us that report update that you're new ham and all that, and you're an enjoy. And, you know, I always say the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. So, you know,